Namaste. Welcome to Psychic Talk Radio with Reverend Adam Lee.
All right. Welcome to Psychic Talk Radio. This is Reverend Adam Lee. And today we should be joined by our co-host, Reverend Lolita. And Reverend Lolita, I'm not into the queue yet, so if you're there, please unmute yourself. Hello,
I did already.
Lolita.
Hey, what's going on? You okay?
Yeah, I was running just a few minutes behind. I came home in time, but found my father on the ground. So I had to help him out there.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, yeah. We had one caller. We had a couple, so we were kind of late. So we had some callers that dropped off, but we do have one caller. That was that stayed on the line. So I'm gonna let me know when you're ready. You want to announce the special first?
Yes, we are offering a couple of specials this month on HowPsychic.com for the rest of the month. If you want to go over to HowPsychic.com, you can check them out there. We have a special for our 1 hour reading, for our half an hour reading. And we have, let's see here, even a special with our four-week subscription basis. So please go to HowPsychic.com and check them out today.
Cool.
All right, Lolita.
All right. Yep, you ready?
Yep.
Okay. Area code 865-307, please state your name, where you're calling from, and please go right into your question.
Hi, my name is Constance, and I'm calling from Tennessee.
Yes, hello, Constance. How are you doing today?
I'm doing good. How about you?
I'm doing wonderful. How may we help you, hon?
I want to know if you see a relationship coming up for me.
Okay. Give me one moment, and I will see what comes out for you, okay?
Okay, thank you.
All right, Constance, it does appear to me that you are going to have something blossoming within your love life in the way of romance, and this is going to be pretty soon here. I'm actually getting about the 20th of May, and I am seeing a brand new individual coming in, a very nice gentleman, actually, and I am feeling that this person, let's see here, actually seems to be someone of a corporate, like they're not a like a manager or a CEO, but they are pretty, you know, well into the company from what I'm feeling. I'm also sensing that this individual has something to do with automotive within their company, but he's not in the in the way of sales. He's more or less in the, how do we say, the main office or the main building, Grand Central of sorts. And I'm feeling here that this person, let's see here.
Okay.
This person is also looking for a long-term and steady relationship himself. has run into a few relationships in the past that hasn't quite worked out. But I don't see any real holdups with this guy. I do sense that he's very creative. He goes with the flow for the most part and may even be a Pisces. At this time, that's all I can tell you about him, but I hope that helps you.
That helps because I'm a Scorpio, so Pisces sounds pretty good. Okay.
Wonderful.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Can I just check in the queue so I can just listen? Can I do that or will I have to call back?
Oh, no, that's fine, honey. We don't have any more callers, so we'll probably just chat, or we might cancel the show, but you're more than welcome to do that.
Thank you.
Do you have a spiritual question you're trying to learn? What are you doing on your downtime? Let's talk to you for a minute. So what are you doing on your journey?
I was in a relationship, and I did break up with this guy, and I really wanted to reconcile with him. And so it's just, I kind of like cut him off. And I've just been trying to actually get back into me and trying to get my energy back together and trying to focus. And
that's correct.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And that's a good thing, right? Because if you don't reshift that, then it's not fair, right, to the other person that you bring because you haven't cleared that energy with the other young man, right?
And, well, I do find myself sometimes thinking about him, so I feel like when I think about him that he's possibly thinking about me. So,
right, but make sure it comes in divine. Sometimes women can be very emotional, and we really truly care. It's one thing to truly care, but then there's a truly another thing of being very spiritual about it, like in just happening, you know. You got to just really close that chapter, and there's a difference when you really close that chapter.
Okay.
Huh?
I said, I really have been trying to do that. I have been trying to stay focused and keep my mind not shifted on that. And I think
it's okay to have it reshifted because that means you haven't dealt with it. So when you're really spiritual, you have to listen to that, okay? So if you find yourself thinking about him, put that back on you and see where you're lacking in so you don't have to keep going on that path. So just make sure you really fully close that chapter before you get to somebody else. It's not about when that next person is. Do you trust? Let me ask you, do you trust?
I do.
Okay, do you feel like you deserve a partner?
I do.
Okay, then just let it be with trust, and if you want to be very divinely driven, then let it be.
And know that the good universe is going to provide the right one at the right divine timing. And I am feeling that that's going to happen, but sometimes, you know, when we hold on too much to the ideal and we allow ourselves to constantly long for it and we don't actually, you know, sit there and just allow it to happen, that constant, you know, or yearning for it can be the very thing that drives it away from us, because it's that yearning that brings on the feelings of fear that it might not happen or might not happen on the right time. It brings on a whole bunch of different feelings of fear, and the fear itself is what negates the manifestation. Okay.
Yeah. Let me ask you, how long has it been since you broke up?
We broke up in December.
Okay, that's not enough timing. Keep going. Keep going.
Okay.
Keep clearing. Keep cleansing. Because even though if Adam gives you a date, and he'll tell you, I'm a firm believer in that. If you haven't cleansed that topic or whatever, you're going to be your own worst enemy. So really listen to what he's saying to you, but it starts from you. And Scorpios have a tendency to hold on to things. I have a father. My father's a Scorpio. I'm a Capricorn. We balance each other very, very well.
And
but
you
I will tell you.
I've been trying to do that because I know fear will cause you to do things that you don't want to do. So an open mind of everything. And
okay.
I stopped trying to put the question mark where God is for the period.
Don't ask that question anymore, because if you trust, you don't need to know. You're just going to trust in source and the universe is going to happen when you're ready for it. If you want a right relationship, sweetie, you got to be at that right vibration. And you're still working at your own thing, you're not ready. Because don't you want the best possible relationship?
I do.
Right, so go to the gym, start clearing out your closet, start eating healthy, start meditating, start doing your own homework, start doing that journey so you can have that right person that thinks just like you on a spiritual level, you know? So just do that.
Okay.
Now, it is nice to ask, you know, in a blue moon, okay, yeah, it's nice to know. It's nice to know what we see that's out there. But, you know, if we keep on asking that same question, if we keep on, you know, putting that out there like that, that could end up postponing it. You know, it's okay to do it once or twice here and there, but it's not okay to consistently look out for, you know, what's happening, you know, because then we get a little bit more into, you know, with our head, you know, not so much in the right space, and that ends up negating the whole manifestation itself.
Yeah, and put yourself first. Like, for instance, if you don't have any guidance or you don't have a mentor, call Adam. This is who my mentor was for a whole year. Call him. He does a spiritual month for 2 months. You'll get affirmations. You'll get readings. But you'll become more powerful. So if you have no mentor, then definitely reach out to him, because I think he's really reasonable on prices. I'm not just saying that. But you compare anybody, like $32 to compare it $100 just for a month session, it's cheap. And he's going to teach you how to be a better person. So invest your time and your money and your energy into you, nobody else, you.
And what was the name of that site again? How to?
It's How, H-O-W, and then Psychic, P-S-Y-C-H-I-C, okay, .com. So it's just HowPsychic.com, okay?
Okay, and I appreciate y'all. I'm going to start putting more energy and more time into me and letting everything follow.
Wonderful.
Yeah,
thank
that.
You, sweetie.
Do that. All right, hon. Talk to you later.
Thank you. You have a good night.
Bye-bye. You too. Bye-bye.
Bye.
You got to be a lucky caller. usually we're rocking and rolling, going to the next one, but we have nobody, so you got a little
well,
extra
what a
special
better
there.
Client and caller to have today. So, you know.
Yeah,
awesome.
Yeah. She needed that time, right?
Yeah, totally.
So it's all good.
Yeah.
It's all good. I'm sick today.
It's all about divine timing, isn't it?
Yeah, it's so funny because we have another fellow co-blog person that has her own show, and I was mentioned about her yesterday.
Yeah.
And I'm noticing a lot of us out here are really getting on the women. We're really, because I'm telling you, it's just not me. There are so many fellow blog talk hosts now that are really, really understanding that that's not the way it's going to have to be. I've just heard like two or three people. Yeah, it's interesting, but it's good because I think we need to hear that as women. Women need to hear that, you know?
Oh, yeah. We also have an announcement for the show today. I agree with you, Lo. But just this is coming to my attention. I'm in my notes. It's popping up here. We are going to be featuring a new product pretty soon, sometime today or tomorrow, on our website. This is for remote exorcisms. I used to be a very good exorcist pack in, God knows, quite a few years ago. And I had gotten out of the field of doing exorcisms personally and in person for quite some time. As the calling has greatened for this, and I've been getting a lot more clients looking to receive remote exorcisms, it is going to now be an option within our website to receive remote exorcism services.
I'm glad you're being really upfront with that because I think that is your knack, and there's not a lot of people on Blog Talk that actually come out and say that. So kind of glad that you're actually pushing that because that is a thing out there, and there's not a lot of people that do what you do, and especially at a reasonable price. I remember meeting you, not meeting you, and a young lady wanted to charge me $3,000. I'm like, are you, like, smoking?
Oh,
smoking. Compared to what you're doing? Yeah, it's
mm-hmm.
We need to really talk about that more, I think, on the shows. It may fear some people, but it's a true thing out there, you know?
Yeah. I've been working with, lately, it's been amazing how, you know, for many years now, I haven't had a lot of people ask me about it. I was kind of getting away from doing it in person when I was because it really takes a lot out of you, Lolita. It really drains you.
I know it does.
And what we're talking about here for people to understand is when you feel your house is infested with a entity of sorts, whether it's doing things lightly or heavily, if you feel you're being affected or attacked by an entity and it's not just your house or it's some other situation, that's what these remote exorcisms are going to do. They're going to help you no matter what the circumstance is. If there is an unwanted entity, an unwanted spirit, or an unwanted force out there that is attacking you and you have no clue about it or you have no real knowledge as to what it's doing, you know, we're able to go down into this intuitively, psychically, see what's going on, and I am more than willing to offer my services to help you out there and to get rid of these things on a remote basis. And remote exorcisms is when I have you on the phone and I'm going through, you know, the house with you, as you're walking through it, and I'm doing the prayers over the phone with you. I'm not in person, but I'm able to do things remotely from a distance, just in very much the same way as a remote healing. Remote healings or remote readings over the phone, things like that. This would be the same format, okay? But it's very interesting because I've been getting a lot more people calling me up for this. About a few months ago, I got this woman by the beginning letter of A. So we're going to call her A. And she has been tormented for several months, maybe even a year, prior to her reaching out to me for this help. And since we have been working now for a couple of months on this subject with her, things have gotten a lot better. She is noticing very, very little activity now within the home. And what is there has quite recently been blown out of the water. And what I do with this is I go on a stage-like basis. This is why it can be drawn out a little sometimes, because we want to make sure whatever we're doing, we're being precise, and when we do get rid of it, it's going to be permanent and not return. The stages are, one, to begin with something of a light cleansing and instructing you through doing this cleansing over the phone and doing the prayer work in my own temple to ensure that this all goes well. Some of what I do is not on the phone with you, and some of what I do is on the phone with you. But you are always kept involved and active within the process. And you are always notified as to what's going on, and I do require that you notify me. But the light cleansing is the first step. After a very light cleansing with either sage, frankincense, myrrh, you know, even things that you can just find at your normal grocery store that I instruct you to pick up, if things quiet down and no more activity persists afterwards, then that is all you need, and that is pretty good. If activity persists and things get worse or just stay the same, that is when we step it up a notch. We bring in a heavier form of remote exorcism, and it goes on and on. Now, not all cases are long. Not all cases are short. Some are short, some are long. It depends upon the individual case itself. However, what happens here is that sometimes it goes to the point where I concoct and come up with specialized incenses for the angels, for the saints, and even for exorcism itself. These are based off of very old Catholic, Roman Catholic recipes, as well as modified with even a different direction for whatever faith you're in. There is a different exorcism incense for whichever faith you are. And it doesn't matter what your faith is, what your, you know, your beliefs are, what your religion is, it all works in the end, and it all conforms. I make sure that I conform each one to be personalized and individualized for you in particular. And sometimes I end up sending out these packets so that way I ensure that we get the maximum, when necessary, the absolute maximum effect.
All right. That sounds good.
Mm-hmm.
All right. That's a good topic.
Okay.
I'm sorry, I'm a little sick. My throat has been itching me all day.
Oh. All right.
Well, I don't know. It's up to you.
What I had.
I know. I think it's from the healing session, though.
Yeah. Could be.
Yeah.
All right, everyone. For those of you out there listening and tuning in today, we also offer spiritual services on HowPsychic.com. They're going to be found underneath the categories in listed spiritual work kits. Okay. We have everything from all-in-one spiritual work kit, which is a very good price compared to our competitors. I do a lot of root work, a lot of a lot of readjustments with energies. We can help you with bringing in and attracting better love, better finances, a whole bunch of different things. But remember, it is always best to get a consultation, a small consultation, prior to any sort of help with bringing these things in, as we do need to make sure that we are going about them individually and properly for each person, because each one is naturally going to have to be conformed to the individual's needs. But we have everywhere from love to money to breaking curses, hexes, to remote exorcisms and more, all on HowPsychic.com. We are also offering specials today on for the last few days of this month on HowPsychic, which our specials are 30 minutes for $17.95 has been brought down. Actually, it's no longer $17.95. It's now $18.95. But it's been brought down to a sale price of $10.95. That is a 42% savings off. We also are featuring our 1 hour, which was originally $31.95, which is now $19.95. That's a 38% off discount. You also have the 15-minute reading, which is originally $10.95, brought down to a mere $5. That's a full 54% off, people. So please check it out today on HowPsychic.com. There's even a couple more specials that you would be interested in, and even a little widget on our homepage where you can listen to previous shows for free.
All right. Sounds good. Annie had a question here. She said, how many people in the queue? Nobody. So call in.
All right.
So hopefully she'll call in. Let me know if you're calling in.
It looks like we might have an 858 in the queue right now.
It's probably popping up in a minute. So I don't. Do you have it or I don't have it?
Yeah, I'm refreshing. I saw it, and then it started to refresh on me.
Oh, yeah, you're...
We'll see what happens here. Okay.
Yeah, I think she might call one. Let's just wait on her.
Yeah, so anybody that wants to call in and ask a free question today on the show, you feel free to call in, and our call-in number is 619-789-6807.
This weather is so crazy here. In Georgia, you would think it's going to be so hot, and it's windy. I don't get it.
Yeah. It's been real weird for this whole summer thing.
Yeah.
Mhm. All right.
I don't know if they're calling in or not. And 92054, if you're calling in, let me know if I can wait. If not, we're gonna. Okay, she logged out.
All right, and it looks like we have 858 back. You wanna? Do you see that?
You got it, cause I don't have it.
Yeah, I'm gonna try. All right, area code 858. Please state your name and where you're calling from.
Hello, Adam. Adam, my name is Shauna. How are you?
Doing wonderful, Shauna. How are you doing today?
Good, thank you.
Good, and how may we help you?
I was going to ask you, Adam, I have a question. There is a person, a gentleman, that for some reason keeps very distant from me and stops communication. What do you feel here? Will he be coming back to my life, or he decided that he doesn't want to know me anymore?
Okay. Let's see here. Give me one moment, please.
Sure.
You know, I actually feel that you're going to be pestered by him a couple more times, to be all honest with you. But after that, I do see him going away permanently and leaving you alone. Now, when he comes back, it's going to be like he's acting as if he does want to be with you, as if he does want to evolve things with you. But this is not the truth. This is just his way of getting you caught up in his web of lies, okay? And from what
again,
I'm seeing,
I didn't get this. Excuse me. I'm sorry. What did you say?
It would be his way of getting you caught up in his web of lies.
He is caught up in his web of life.
No, I'm saying he would come forward, okay? He's going to contact you again, and he's going to tell you sweet nothings, and he's going to want to be with you, but it's all going to be lies, and this is his way of trying to catch you in his web.
For what reason? For what purpose?
Just because for him, yeah, we're not really sure, but for him, it seems to me that it would be a dominancy thing, and it would be an ego thing, okay? And I feel that if you ignore him for the next couple of times he tries to contact you, which should be within a little bit over 2.5 weeks from now, then he will leave you alone permanently afterwards.
Well, I really didn't want to cut this communication. We've been friends,
yeah.
Kind of not very close friends, but in contact for a while, and I enjoyed this communication.
Uh-huh. Okay. Well, it looks like, you know, what you were seeing on the surface isn't really what is inside of it.
So in other words, he is not interested in me, even if he contacts me?
He's interested in dominating you, hon. That's it.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Well, how do you feel about
talking to you? Go ahead, Lolita.
No, you go ahead. You finish up, hon.
Okay. He'll be talking to you with sweet nothings, oh, I want to be with you, oh, I really loves you, you know, things like that. But everything he tells you is going to be empty, okay? And the reason he's doing that is because he's mentally sick, okay?
He is mentally sick?
Yes, he is very mentally sick. And he is a very controlling individual. It's not what you see on the surface, but when you get too close with him, that's what comes out.
How long have you been with this gentleman?
Well, I've known him for many years. It's not
okay, now how long have you really known him into, say, a real relationship? Have you lived with him? Have you lived his daily life with him? Because there's another side. That's what Adam's kind of trying to tell you. Like right now, you just have a relationship on the surface. So all you do is see good things, and whatever you want to hear, you're hearing right now. So what Adam is trying to tell you is that when you do go into that deep relationship, there's going to be another thing. You're questioning us right now regarding, are you going to talk to him or see him? There's a reason why you're doubting that, right?
No, I have doubts if he really wants to see me. That's my doubt.
Okay, so what?
Well, the answer is that he does, but it's not with good purpose.
Okay. Well,
okay.
Thank you, Adam.
His intention is not good.
Yeah, interesting. Thank you so much.
All right, thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right, well. Well, hopefully that helps her there. It looks like we might have another caller. Let's see here. Do you see this one?
I just see 804, but their hand is not raised.
Hand's not raised. All right, I'm going to go ahead and try and bring them on here. Maybe...
You want to bring them on, or you got...
Yeah, let's try this. This is 804. Please state your name and where you're calling from and your question, please.
Hi, my name is Hugh. I'm in Virginia. I was basically just listening, but I'd like to see what you might pick up on my energies related to some business opportunities that are starting to manifest rapidly.
Okay, let's see here. Actually, I get the number 8 for you, Hugh. So it looks like in just one day above a week, okay, you are going to have some good manifestations in the way of career and finances. And 8 is a number of transformation, metamorphosis, okay? It also is a number that brings us closer to finally reaching our goals. Okay, 10 is the ultimate accomplishment number, the ultimate number of that having that goals and that accomplishment. And if you're going to be at the 8, because not only are you getting 8 as a number of days, okay, but you're getting 8 as a number that's lucky for you right now, then that means you're only 2 steps away from the ultimate accomplishment of these goals. One of the messages here today is not to, you know, get discouraged, to always give yourself enough time to rest, but sometimes we end up giving ourselves too much time to rest. I feel that one of the things you need to start doing now is working towards eliminating your procrastination here.
Yes, that's very good, because I have pushed too hard sometimes. That pushes it away, but I have learned to balance the rest that I need, and being out in nature helps a lot too. And I'm working on a very big mission and vision of bringing spirituality into global economics and combining it with unconditional love.
Okay, well, that makes a lot of sense. And it does look like you're going to succeed with that. Okay.
Yeah, it's a whole new paradigm, and people want the transparency, they want the ethics and morals into their lives, and they're beginning to realize finally that we're all spiritual beings instead of being caught up in the matrix. Time to care and share with one another, because that's what we're here to do. Unconditional love is the bottom line in everything.
Of course it is. Unconditional love, compassion, okay? And being able to understand the differences between us, but yet having the respect for that.
Exactly.
Realizing that everyone goes through a process, whether it's good or bad, but they have to go through that process in order to know that of themselves, to learn about themselves, to learn about that of which is good and light and pure. Some of us have to learn it through experiencing that of which is dark. Some of us have to go through it through only experiencing that of which is light. But in the end, we all go back to that one source, which is ultimate divine love.
Right.
Okay.
Thank you very much. It was very interesting.
All right. Thank you. You have a wonderful day.
You too.
Thank you. All right. You ready? We got one more caller. Area code 510-367. Please state your name, where you're calling from, and please go right into your question.
My name is Joelle, and I'm calling from California. And I wanted to see if the friendship that I'm currently involved in, if you see that for going to something else.
Okay, let's take it. I actually do see that that's going to be fruitful for you. In fact, there seems to be improvement coming up as little as just about 3 to 4 days, okay?
Okay?
3 is a number of manifestation. It's a number of karma, okay? And has a really big significance, but 4 also has a huge significance, as 4 stands for the 4 elements of life, which are also connected to manifestation, because without those elements, manifestation would not exist. It looks to me that 3 and 4 combined, so maybe in 3 days you get a breakthrough, but in 4 days you get an even bigger breakthrough in the way of this relationship. I'm also sensing that there's been a little concern about this person's past holding them back, more in particular a person from their past.
Yes.
Okay. Well, I'm sensing that that's no longer going to be the case.
Okay.
All right. Give me 1 second, please. Anna.
Adam, you got to mute yourself.
I'm okay. I'm back. Sorry about that. I thought my dad fell down again, guys. But anyways, are you still there?
Yes, I'm still here.
Okay, sorry to keep you waiting there. But you do have a great opportunity coming up. It does look like, you know, this individual's person from the past, that's no longer going to be a problem. I'm also seeing how there's been concerns about this individual stability, not just with the emotions, but, you know, kind of with where they're living and, you know, how well off they really are going to be able to be.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, why do I sense that there's been a lack of motivation on their part to do better for themselves?
I'm not sure. He's pretty hardworking.
Okay, so he's pretty hardworking. All right. Well, I'm sensing that there's going to be even more motivation to propel his life forward with you and his welfare, as well as your own.
Okay. Yeah, I'd say with me, I would say there's lack of motivation.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, it all, you know, will come together here in the end, and I'm getting a really good positive message today, because with you, I am actually seeing a moon, okay, and it's just beginning to rise. It's just as day is turning to night, if you get my drift. And it's sort of in the twilight. There's a whole bunch of little fire thunderflies around. You know, and let's see here. What else is this? This is a very gorgeous vision here, but it looks like there's some white mountains in the background with a blue night sky. There's a running river. So it looks like the flow of life. You've had a lot of trouble trying to just get things to finally flow in your life, and everything's about to just come in now all at once. But don't get overwhelmed, because even though it's going to go pretty quickly, you can just take things one step at a time.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you.
Thank you, and we wish you the best.
Thanks, you too. Bye.
All right. Get my boss up. Okay, there we go. We got it back on hold. All right, well, we only got 12 minutes left, Adam, and there's no other callers. No check questions or nothing.
All right. You know how to do the end show now button thing?
No, because it's not allowing me to do it, so we got to figure out how to get into another way.
Yeah, I'll do this then. Well, we thank everyone for tuning in. Please once more check out our website for the great specials we're offering, including our other services. And the website is howpsychic.com. And that's how, like, how are you? And then psychic.com. Once more, namaste, love, light, and good night.
Good night.